Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. It's time for Lightning Bets, our favorite plays for tonight. Maybe some futures here on a futures day. Joe, where are you starting us off?
Since this is the only time we're allowed to talk baseball, good job, Rockies, losing an extra innings last night to start the week off in Survivor. Just great for me. Nice job, Rockies. You suck. They gave up the lead in the ninth inning, and then they go on and lose an extras at home to the San Francisco Giants. That was a lot of fun. All right, where are we going? A lot of futures that I've been thinking about here on this Futures Day. We'll go over some more tomorrow. More that I want to think about. We gave some different ideas throughout the show, but the ones that I'm worried about losing numbers, let's hit on now. Bucks are going to win on Sunday against the Packers. So I'm not sure about the spread yet, but they're going to win, and Tom Brady is going to get love. Isn't the winner of that game going to get a bump in the MVP race, especially since the two quarterbacks have the same odds? And I think it's going to be Brady and Brady all by himself. So at 25-1, I find value. Listen, these moves on Hurts and Tua, they're a little silly. I mean, even Lamar, but Lamar was awesome. But Brady 25-1, that might be the best number that we get all season. So they're going to win that division. I think that's a pretty good play. Brady 25-1. And I'm staying with those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jeez, am I talking myself into the Buccaneers? But
sounds like it.
That looks like an elite defense. Shaq Barrett has a couple sacks, leads the league in pressures early on. He's 100-1. 100-1 for defensive player of the year. Yeah, it's probably going to be Garrett or Parsons. I agree. But I can't pass up this number with a linebacker that looks to be on an elite defense. And he's leading the way in a couple of key stat categories very early on. So I think that 100 is going to be gone. So I'm going with Shaq Barrett at 100-1.
I like it. That's a good one. Aaron, where are you going today with your bets?
First, I want to say congrats to my Mets clinching their playoff berth and the Las Vegas Aces.
Yes.
championship parlay is alive. We won the WNBA championship.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I know. I'm kidding.
I'm going to Thursday Night Football. I know we're not at Thursday yet, but I'm betting a lot of props this season, so I got to get them in early. Connor Allen brought up a couple things that I looked into. Chase Claypool's production, he was right. So I bet under 38.5. 18 yards game one, 26 game two. So I like under 38.5 for Chase Claypool, minus 110. And then I'm also, this one's a little riskier, could be a little sweaty. Trubisky completions under 21.5. He had 21 completions in the first two games. But against the Steelers defense, I am taking my chances. So I'll go under on that as well. That's all I got for you on this beautiful Tuesday.
So just to let you know, and it's going to be sweaty, Trubisky beat his completions prop by a half completion in each of the first two games. It was 20.5 at 20.5.
I need a good sweat.
Oh, it'll be a sweat for you. This is what Mitch does. All right. Here are my plays for you today. Two football and I got a baseball. And it's off of what Aaron said with the Mets. The football, Daniel Jones, 40-1 comeback player of the year. I think there's value there as he's got a 70% completion first two games. They're 2-0. And he's played relatively well the first two games. So I'll put Daniel Jones in, comeback player of the year, 40-1. And I have to be on it after all the discussion on this show, RG3, Big Penix Energy, Michael Penix, long shot Heisman. You can find it 66-1 at BetMGM. There was an 80-1 floating out there. I'll take a flyer on a quarterback that transferred from IU and is having a big year in the Pac-12. And then my baseball play for today, and this, the only handicap here, is the Mets are drinking beers and smoking cigars in the clubhouse yesterday. I know they're still fighting for a division title, but I love fading the team the day after they have the celebration. I just think it's natural. It's a complete emotional down from last night. The Brewers need the game. The Brewers are fighting the Phillies for that last playoff spot, them and the Padres. So I'll take the Brewers today at plus money at home to beat the Mets. Brewers on the money line, plus money to beat the Mets today at home with Ashby back on the mound for Milwaukee. Jake, what do you got today?
Well, speaking of plus money, money lines, the Astros are plus money on the money line against Shane McClanahan. I know it's McClanahan. I don't care. Christian Javier in the second half has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's been unreal, holding opponents to 177 batting average. And the Astros just hit lefties. All season, they've hit lefties well. So I'll take the Astros on the money line. They're too good to be that big of dogs. I'll take Red Sox Reds under 4.5 in the first five. Nick Lodolo's been awesome for the Reds in the second half with a 2.95 ERA. And since being recalled on August 24th, Brian Bello for the Red Sox has also been really good. He seemed to figure something out. He's allowed 0 runs in 2 of his last 3 starts. So like under 4.5 in the first five of that game. I like the Cubs on the first five money line as big dogs today. Samson's been pitching really well for them, and Pablo Lopez has not been good at home. He's a 4.82 ERA there. He's had a couple blowups in the last couple starts, and the Marlins just can't hit. We know that. So we'll take the Cubs first five money line. Happy Patrick Corbin Day. Braves team total over 5. They hit lefties, and Patrick Corbin stinks. Rangers team total over 4. That's at even money. The Rangers all year have hit lefties. Patrick Sandoval's been good for the Angels, but he had one start against Texas earlier this year where he allowed 2 runs and didn't get out of the 6th inning. So that's the Rangers team total over 4. Orioles on the first five money line. Zach Greinke's been awesome at home. He doesn't go deep in the game, but he's got a 1.93 ERA at home this year for the Royals. So I like the Royals on the first five money line, fading Dylan Bundy as well. And then the Cardinals on the money line. I don't know why they're dogs with Wainwright on the mound. Mike Clevinger is not that good. So I'll take the Cardinals on the money line. And on this Tuesday, super do, don't care that they were partying all night. Jeff McNeil, plus 950 to hit home run today. He hasn't hit one since, what was it? August 9th. So almost 2 months he's gone without a home run. Aaron Ashby gives up a ton of homers. Every single time he's made a start at home since becoming the starter, he's given up at least one. Super do, Jeff McNeil.
A super do on Tuesdays. I like super that. Super do. Super do after hitting the Tyro Estrada last night. Paul, what do you got today?
I will join the Pennix party, 80-1 for Heisman. So we'll do that.
Sword fight.
And then there we go. I think I love how their schedule maps out. I think they're going to get to late, you know, November, mid-November, undefeated and in the mix. So we'll go there. Braves team total, I'm on that. Over 5, Patrick Corbin Day. And the Bengals, we've come too far on this. Yeah. Their O-line looks like it stinks. It's a lot of new parts. Stop laughing, Joe. It's a lot of new parts. And they face Micah Parsons and TJ Watt laying the 4.5 with the Bengals. So that's another week 3 pick. And there we go. I like a lot of those teaser looks. I like that we are going to be diving deeper into that tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
tomorrow. Joe and I are we the most perverted on the show, or we have the same sense of humor?
Yeah, obviously.
Yes, all of it.
Yeah, tomorrow is a big teaser day on this show. There's no question. Was everyone just a year early on Washington? We did this last. Remember, they were supposed to be good.
I was going to say Phil Steele was a year early.
Or Pat.
Oh God, it's true.
They were supposed to be so good last year. Now we're talking up not losing a game and Heisman Trophy.
I've been meaning to bring that up. He definitely was a year early so far.
Just like Jake with the Tigers or the Mariners. This happens. The best handicappers are a year early once in a while.
We're on time with the Mariners, excuse me. Thank you very much.
Yes. All right.
I hate being early. No, it's...
Is it snapulation? Are we back to that?
It wasn't. It wasn't only Pat Steele, though. It was everyone. Wasn't everybody on the Huskies?
Yeah.
They were easily the most popular preseason team last year. Now,
are we going a little far? Are we going a little far? Yeah. Is it going to be like the Carolina Panthers 3-0 start? And
I hope not.
I think the last name also is fun, exciting for people. So, you know, there's that aspect.
So if their quarterback's name was Michael Jones, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It's RG3's fault. Right. I mean, this is RG3.
I agree.
Changed everything on Saturday.
You have to have a strong name. Like, Darius Slay is a football player's name. A last name like Penix, I mean, how can you not back someone like
very,
that?
Very strong. Yeah.
That is for sure.
See?
Just trying to look at this schedule again. Stanford.
Yeah, go ahead.
God, so no one's going to watch him play this weekend, 9:30. Next that weekend, could be an UCLA, over 9:30. Come on, man. Yeah. Put him in prime.
When do you say, I don't think it's worth a bet? What number?
I wouldn't take it less than 50.
I was going to say 30 to 40. Eh.
No way. Like no way.
It's such an uphill battle at Washington, right? He's got, they got to win every game. You're right. He's not on TV.
Pac-12 looks good.
So really the question is, when is Penix too short?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is that. There's the podcast title for this episode.
Oh, how many, my God. Here comes Jake. That is fantastic. Well done.
Penix mightier.
We've reached the point of the show. We're booing each other now.
Yeah, if the show ever needed to end, this is one of those shows.
Yeah.
Beat up that clock.
Did
anybody have anybody that want to take the court we ran out of time for? You can do that now.
I'm glad we got to Frank, right? He definitely belongs. You got someone else? I mean, we've destroyed Hackett so much. I mean you literally killed the guy on the show today.
That's true. Let's end it on the lethal injection.
Mark Ingram. God. He cost us.
What about him?
Game. And the refs. Fumbled in the red zone, and then the refs gives Brady every call. So they're both. But we knew that. We know that about the refs.
Big Truss? I'm not Big Truss. Big Truss in jail.
I saw him on TV a little bit ago. He was doing like a 30-minute interview. I'm like, Big Truss is not that interesting.
30 minutes on Mark Ingram?
I swear. We did multiple segments. Every time I looked up, he was still up there.
He's been in the league for like 8 years now, hasn't he? Like, don't we know what we need to know about Big Truss?
He's done. He's done.
Yeah, it's almost time to go home. All right, everyone, have a great day. Coming up next, if you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for a Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.